When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We will sneak into the radio station so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
Have the top conspiracy theories.
Top, so these are like conspiracy theories about hats.
Sigmund Freud would have had a field day with you, Pinky.
Oh, these are the ones that I thought maybe hold some validity.
Okay, let's hear them.
The moon isn't real. It's a hologram that's masking something behind it.
What would it be masking?
God.
Okay.
The only thing that doesn't resonate with me is that's where our cheese comes from.
True. That's what Wallace and Gromit taught me.
You can't have a hologram that's made of cheese, can you?
Well, what if all of the cheese is holographic as well?
Did you know that cheese is the number one stolen food?
Cheese I'd really consider a condiment. I don't know if I'd steal that, although I'm lactose intolerant.
Are eggs dairy?
No.
They put it really close to the milk.
So?
Is there a reason for that?
Probably because it also needs to be refrigerated.
They need to designate like a whole area of the grocery store just to chicken and chicken like mayonnaise. We're talking like everything that comes from a chicken. Sriracha.
Does mayonnaise come from chickens?
Comes from eggs, which come from chicken.
I did not know that. Do you have something against chicken products?
I just don't know if it's dairy.
Dairy is just products that come from cows.
Cows are sacred in India, Pinky.
Chicken of the sea. Chicken? Tuna.
No. I hate tuna.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? It says chicken of the sea.
I've never heard of this.
I might have a can of it. Do you want me to go get it?
No.
It's a can of tuna, and it says chicken of the sea.
I hate tuna.
Okay, but what is it?
It's a fish.
Like, chickens don't live in the sea.
Listen, tuna fish.
Then why is it called chicken of the sea?
Sounds like a really bad marketing person.
Right? We need to contact them as well. So who are we reaching out to? Otter Pops, tuna people.
Is that a brand name?
Yeah.
Or what's the brand?
Chicken of the sea.
I think that just goes to show how bad tuna is, that they have to compare it to something that's not tuna.
I don't think it's good for you, especially from a can.
I think the only fish that's good for you is salmon and swordfish. Shark?
Shellfish is not kosher.
Kosher just means blessed by a rabbi, right?
No, because there's certain food combinations. You can't have any meat with dairy.
You can't have pepperoni pizza? But that's a pork thing though, right? Are you kosher?
No, I'm not. But I know about the kosher shit. I'll eat pork, but it has to be free.
I almost broke up with a girl because she was kosher.
You can't have shellfish.
I love shellfish, but they're the roaches of the sea.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Blaine. But what if the chicken won't wear the nylons?
That should be shrimps.
They're marketing. Yeah, we should. Okay, so that's another company that we need to reach out to.
Canned shrimp, roaches of the sea.
You could probably put on your resume that you're a exterminator of the sea.
Yeah, spray some Raid down there.
I think that is how they catch them.
They spray Raid. Yeah, that's why it tastes so good. All the underwater pesticides.
We're going to get to more conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's what we are doing.
Yeah, me too. Off tangents. Dinosaurs helped build the pyramids. Some religious texts make this very clear.
I think I can actually go for that one.
It makes more sense than the Jews doing anything. Maybe the Jews trained the dinosaurs, had the dinosaurs do it, then complained about it.
I don't know if Jews can train. Well, I've never seen like a Jewish manager.
They're owners.
That's what I mean. They hire people. Do they train people? I don't think so.
Train the people who hire people. They do something, but I do not think they had the physical strength to build the pyramids.
Aliens built the pyramid.
According to YouTube, Jews are aliens.
The aliens will recognize me as Earth's leader.
Ain't that right? I can hardly recognize you now.
I thought dinosaurs were the aliens.
Jews are dinosaurs and aliens.
Oh, so Jews are like Transformers and they can...
That's one of them on here, yeah. All of our most prevalent world leaders, Jews, are shape-shifting reptilian aliens with terrorist agendas.
And they drink adrenochrome.
That's a web browser. I just downloaded it. Number three, the U.S. government dumped fake snow in Georgia. Conspiracists came to this conclusion when they attempted to light the snow on fire and the snow turned black.
I actually remember that. Yeah.
If I was president, I would probably do that.
You, heaven help us, are going to be the next president of the United States.
I mean, Georgia, fuck Georgia. Fuck, yeah. Maybe he was just looking out. I think it was George Bush. No, it was Obama.
Yeah, that's something Obama would do for sure with our tax dollars. 100%. We can put money back into the economy if we just get a bunch of fake snow and dump it in Georgia.
Let's bomb Syria. Let's drop snow in Georgia.
I wonder what stimulates the economy more, war or dropping snow in Georgia.
Georgia went to war with the snow. They were lighting it on fire.
Yeah, why are you lighting snow on fire?
That was the whole plot all along. They just wanted everyone in Georgia to go buy one lighter.
Does it ever snow in Georgia?
Yeah, of course it does. I was dating this girl in high school and we got into an argument. We broke up.
You broke up over an argument?
Over this argument. I wanted her to buy this snow hat. I thought it was really cute. And she was like, we live in Florida. Why would I buy a snow hat? And I said,
I want you to be a bunny bitch.
I said, it snowed in every state last year except for Hawaii. And she goes, no, it didn't. So I sent her the article where it said it snowed in every state last year.
The one time you were right. She was just like, I can't do this anymore.
We were eating pizza and we had other friends with us too.
Okay, so you got other people involved.
She did. And she goes, I'm waiting. I'm like, what the fuck are
for
you waiting
pizza?
For?
What no. was she waiting for?
She goes, that's what I said. What are you waiting for? She goes, for you to apologize. I'm like, I've got
for
nothing
what,
to
being
apologize
right?
for. I was right.
How did you do the fact checking? Like, was it brought to everyone's attention in a public arena?
I just Googled it. Look, see, she marches off. She's like, why didn't you come after me? I'm not going to chase you. You want me to look like a fucking terrorist, chase you down like I'm gonna murder you.
I'm surprised you guys broke up. Do you think it was a premeditated fight?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because she was begging me not to break up with her for like 3 days. And then
it
when
sounds
I
sounds like it's pretty well thought out.
Then when I eventually broke up with her, it was on Thanksgiving Day because I'm a savage. Her mom came into the room while she was on the phone and
she was like, dinner's ready.
No, they were supposed to go to her family's house. Her mom was like, just do it, Ryan. Just get it over with so we can go to the family dinner.
And you were like, I don't know how to say this. They're like, we're hungry.
I was like, we're over. Click.
Do you think in hindsight, you should have just bought her the snow hat?
Well, I had no money.
Okay, well, stolen it.
I don't steal. I take it back. I've stolen a wallet from a kid who would constantly bully me. Every time we'd come from lunch, he would pull out my chair from underneath me and I would fall to the floor. Someone made a great point. How many times did this kid pull the chair out from under you before you said, hey, maybe I should look before I sit down? And I thought,
maybe I should just not sit down.
Yeah. Maybe you should stand up all class.
Like, no, standing is like the new thing to do. But like
I was in
sitting
elementary school.
That's what we do now is we stand. I think the chairs that I went to school at
were connected
to the
desks. Yeah. I didn't go to school like that. We could afford desks and chairs.
So it was probably to prevent liabilities.
And from kids from pulling. Yeah. His wallet had a skull on it and then a chain that connected to the belt loop. And so I stole it. So if you're listening to this, maybe you had a wallet go missing in middle school. Fuck you.
A noble outlaw who steals from the rich and gives to himself.
But doesn't Robin Hood give to the poor?
Yes, but we don't want to be sued for trademark infringement. Now come.
I was part of the generation that played PlayStation and also Atari.
With the little cartridge, you had to blow in it. That's where I learned how to blow people.
If you're blowing people like you blow a cartridge, you're doing it wrong.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Well, I think so, Blaine, but... No, it's too stupid.
How's that feel, babe?
That's how it's done, right?
Yeah. That would be really funny, actually, to do on stage if you imitate blowing somebody and you're just going...
You don't know until somebody tells you.
I think it'd probably feel good. I don't think it would necessarily be wrong.
Just having someone near it is helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yoga is a form of satanic worship. I could see that.
Yeah, no one's ever done yoga and then been like, are you coming to church this Sunday?
Or they're like a nympho.
I don't know that about yoga girls, but now that I do, I'll have to go and Try some yoga.
The only time that you can apply what you know in real life.
That's the only time. Yoga and sex is the only time you can apply anything you've ever learned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, from yoga. See, now you're changing your story. At first, it was anything.
The world is hollow. There's like an entryway into the Earth, only accessible by penguins, South Pole.
Okay. Does that mean a penguin's butt?
They just kind of come in and out as they please.
You have to go in and out of a penguin's butt to get to this hole.
I don't think it's in. It's at the South Pole.
It's a butthole. No, it's a penguin's. No. South Pole means your butt.
Does it?
Yeah, so this is definitely a penguin butthole situation.
Okay, so there's an access point somewhere. We should probably go down there and find it.
Oh, I'll go down there.
No, not there.
Go down there, Shayna.
No.
Look, I even got your name right this time.
Who are you? Okay, so we should probably go to Antarctica. Is that the one at the bottom?
We should go get married.
No, you just got done with one.
Yeah, time to start immediately.
I should be on my second by now.
We got married after 3 months, so I'm trying to start one even sooner than that. We got to meet tomorrow. Actually, I got to wait a year. Actually, I'm an ordained minister. I can marry us.
What does that even mean? You molest children?
Yeah, that's how I got the certification. I had to go and molest the mayor's children like you did for your stripping certification. Stripping and being a minister are very similar.
How?
I don't think I need to elaborate on that.
Denver Airport is the most evil place on Earth, headquarters of the neo-Nazis, New World Order, the Illuminati, and the devil sometimes.
I can't speak to that.
Have you ever been to the Denver Airport?
No.
So we need to go to Toop. We need to go to the South Pole and...
I'll go anywhere with you, Shayna. I'll travel the world with you. We can get a boat.
I actually met somebody on Facebook once. He had a sailboat. He was poor, naturally. That's what I attract into my life. And he didn't pay for parking at the dock. He would anchor out.
He would anchor and then like swim?
No, there was like a little blow up boat with a motor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was kind of upset that I didn't get murdered. I felt like I was homeless. It's like camping, but there's water.
I would love to actually live on a houseboat.
I would love to live on a yacht, but not a sailboat. Like you're in the sun all fucking, like I spent a couple days there. You have to worry about pirates.
You have to worry about, you guys had a lot of pirate issues?
Yeah, they'll come onto the boat and like, steal stuff when you're
How many
there.
Times did you get robbed by pirates?
I only hung out with him for a couple of days. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore. I need sunscreen.
So 6 or 7 times.
No, I only hung out with him like for one weekend.
Yeah, so you were robbed by pirates. He didn't lock his booty. That's why you escaped.
Escaped? I was like, just kill me. We're here. Just do it. I thought it was going to be like an easy way out.
That's like your kink. You want to be killed. I'll murder you, Shayna, if that's your
one. I go for walks at nighttime with the hopes. Okay, so one of three things is going to happen. One of four things. I'm either going to find a duffel bag full of money. I'm going to get murdered. Find a duffel bag full of dicks or nothing.
What about rape?
That goes hand in hand with murder, no?
I've never murdered any of the girls I've raped. I usually just let them go.
That's nice of you.